Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us from Tamaki Makaurau, they recently put out their new track again, and they also had a very, very exciting summer managing to play at Rhythm and Vines, which is super, super awesome. Their name also shares the name of a local brewery. We have Emerson on the line talking to us about their latest track again. Good morning to you, Emerson. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm super chill. I'm a little bit depressed just because it's been a really, really crap summer for us in Dunedin. Has it been as bad for us as it is for you?
Pretty bad. Yeah, pretty bad up here. But I think maybe worse for you guys down there. I'm not too sure.
Probably. It tends to be the case. Were you aware that there's a brewery in Ōtepoti called Emerson's?
Yeah, I was just around the same time because my real name's actually Emma. So when I chose Emerson as a kind of stage name, I was like, oh, isn't there a drink or something or a brand? We did like a costume party where you have to go as the first letters of your name. So I went as Emerson the Brewery. So.
Nice. They haven't sent you a cease and desist yet?
Not yet.
Hopefully that doesn't come in 2026. I noticed that on your Instagram, you are a huge Billie Eilish head. You're a massive Billie Eilish fan. I think the clothes alone sort of give it away, the really baggy clothes that you wear. What is your favourite sort of era, I guess, of Billie's artistry?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I was pretty... I started listening to Billie's music, like, very late 2017, maybe early 2018.
So, like, Ocean Eyes type shit?
Yeah, I feel like just before she dropped When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
Right.
Love that era, like Blue Hair, because that's so like nostalgic to me. But like, I love kind of every era of her, you know.
There's a really great song, is it Zanny, on that record that's got all the sub bass? Man, it's very pleasing to the ears. Oh my goodness. I saw on your Instagram, you also describe yourself as a mango enjoyer. And I want to know, what's the best way that you enjoy mango? Is it in a lassi, the drink? Is it as just a regular fruit? Is it dried and iced? What do you think?
Frozen mango.
Frozen mango.
And then probably dried mango. And then normal mango. And then all the other variants of mango eating.
Do you heat up frozen mango, or you just fucking eating ice? You just eating that ice?
Nice, and just letting it chill kind of helps me slow down, and just let it melt a bit.
You can mull on the flavors and the textures. I mentioned before that you played at Rhythm and Vines last year, and I saw a video of you giving like a selfie stick with your phone on it to the crowd, and then you kind of see all their reactions and they're having fun. They're like putting the camera at their face and going, ah. Were you worried at all that someone might jokingly run off with your phone and you might never see it again?
Completely. I actually ended up using my old phone.
Right, backup.
I still had it, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to use my actual one. Like, there's no way. So I ended up using that one, and I like duct taped it so it wouldn't like fall out or anything. But I had like my parents there, and a bunch of like some of my friends were looking around. So I was like, just make sure no one takes it, please.
Security on standby. Yeah. How would you rate R&V? Was it quite a lot of fun?
It was so fun. It was my first R&V. I keep saying, like, as soon as you accept the perpetual feeling of being damp, then you're chill. Like, just like knowing that you're always going to be a bit damp from the rain. But yeah, it was really fun. Really cool experience. Like, I think that's the most amount of people I've seen in one place before. I stayed for the whole festival and stuff, but it was really fun.
Mean. And were there any like standout acts that you saw?
See, I was so, the first day I was so overwhelmed by getting to play that I didn't really get to watch too many. I saw Jane Remover.
Oh, Jane Remover was there? Oh my god. I didn't know that. I would have gone. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Jane Remover's the shit.
Yo, she's, yeah. And I saw Homebrew, which I loved as well. I think I really liked Homebrew and Jane Remover. Those are the ones that I probably got to go watch and see. But I went around and saw some friends playing and yeah.
Awesome, man. Oh, Gina River. I need to see them at some point. God. Anyway, let's talk about the new song that's out. It's called Again, and it's about really wanting someone quite a lot, but you can't have him. Would you describe it as a bit of a yearn fest?
Completely. I feel like I yearn quite a lot.
Yeah. It's really awesome because you've got production here from Kieran Babington from the band Baker's Eddie, who are a New Zealand band based in Melbourne. He's come on the program before. Very friendly, wholesome guy. And he brings a very pop-punk, kind of edgy, loud feel to the track. How long were you aware of him and his band before you made contact?
Not until I met him. I had a mentor for a while, and she set up some sessions for me in Australia for 2 weeks, a week in Melbourne and a week in Sydney. And so the first day, I had a session with him in the evening. I'm pretty sure it was the first day. And we wrote a song called Just Not Into You, which I'm planning on releasing very soon, like a couple months soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we like really vibed, and I was like, oh man, like I have this song that I wrote like months ago that I haven't done anything with, just like it's just a voice recording. And I showed it to him and he was like, oh, I totally see the vision. And so then I just got him to record it and I was like, oh sweet, and then pitched it for funding and I got it. And so yeah, it was just like it worked very well.
But yeah, nice. Yeah,
and sick, he's awesome, he's a sweet guy, like yeah, really want to work with him again.
Mean is that sort of pop punky direction something you want to explore a bit more?
I reckon. I feel like, I don't know, I love every genre. I feel like I have a pretty strange music taste. Like, I just listen to anything. So I feel like I make anything as well. So I guess, I'm always trying to figure out what sounds I want to do, but I don't know if I truly want to stick to any one, like, genre. Mm. But I do think I love, like, I've been in rock bands and stuff for a couple years, and so, like, it's always comfortable for me to go back to rock,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. For sure, man. And how was the rest of your time over in Sydney? Did you learn, or Sydney/Melbourne, did you learn quite a lot of tips and tricks about the music industry?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was really good to get over there and start building a network and meet new people over there and just across the ditch and start growing community over there.
Mm.
Yeah, and it was really muggy. It was like, I was there in October, so it wasn't as hot as it would get, but I was like, whoa, I'm ready to go back to like cold, hot and cold New Zealand. But yeah, no, it was really cool.
Mean. You mentioned before you sent a voice note to Kieran for the original song, which was actually recorded on piano in your living room, and you can hear a bit of that actually on the outro, which is somber as hell. I wonder, would you consider doing like a piano version of the track?
I actually, at first I was going to do like a B track and have it piano, but then I just didn't have time. But yeah, I definitely would consider it, like, yeah, I think that would be sick.
Mm-hmm. It'd be cool to hear, man, because I do quite like that moment of the song in particular. It's very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And again, it has kind of a little bit of a Billie Eilish vibe there. Have you got an EP or album to come out in 2026? Are we thinking that this is going to be the year for a body of work from Emerson?
I think so, yeah. I think I've been planning some stuff out maybe later in the year, September-ish vibes. I think it's kind of time for that. I have so many songs, and I'm like, oh, I need to actually release something other than just a single, you know? So yeah, I think definitely EP.
Cool. Have you got a name in the brain for that?
I have no clue. I think I need to do way more planning. But yeah, I think I want it to just be like one word or something.
Mm. Cool, man. I'm looking forward to that. And I only have one last silly little question. Can we expect an Otepoti visit in 2026? Do you reckon you'll come down to Dunedin, or maybe, if not Dunedin, Christchurch?
Completely. I'm so keen. I was there in October last year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I loved it. So I definitely want to come back down. So I definitely will.
Cool. Mate, well, it'll be great to have you here, man. I want to thank you for your time and coming on the show. Really enjoyed talking to you. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions, considerations that you might want to leave our listeners with?
Nah, just thanks for listening, if you're listening right now, and go stream my music. yeah, have a good day.
Nice. Great way to end a chat. Thank you so much, Emerson. Have a great day.
You too.
Take care. All right, folks, that was Emerson. We're talking to them about their new track, Again, which was produced by Karen Babington from Baker's Eddie. We're going to play that track for you right now here on the Big Breakfast program on Radio 1, 91 FM, Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. We'll have Kai time at 10:50, but otherwise it'll be a bit of a rambly show, as it tends to be. So here is Emerson with Again. You're listening to Da One. See you soon.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.